The problem of pythons in the Everglades has been known for quite some time. But the recent discovery of a record-long, nearly 18-foot snake carrying 87 eggs has brought that situation back to the forefront. One of the things we're learning is that it's not just pythons, and it's not just the Everglades. Concerns about exotic invasive species extend to Palm Beach and Okeechobee counties, as well as the Treasure Coast. Cheryl Millett is a biologist with the Nature Conservancy. She says they have a hotline you can call to report the critters. It's 1-888-I've-Got-One.
And it's for anybody to call about invasive exotic animals, and they can report them to the hotline. And if it's something that needs an immediate response, we have people trained to go out and capture large-bodied invasive snakes like Burmese pythons.
Now, I've not heard about too many pythons in this area.
But people can call up about any invasive exotic animal or anything that they're wondering about. So we get calls from that area, from the Fort Pierce area, about large lizards like Savannah monitors. We've gotten calls about red-headed agamas. They're a small lizard that's from Africa. We can provide information for people about them. And what they can do about them.
That's right, because I won't know those names when I give you a call. I'll say, there's this really weird-looking thing here.
Exactly, and that happens all the time. People call up and they say, I have this thing in my yard. I think it might be a python, or I think it might be, I don't know what it is. It's a big lizard, and is there something that anybody can do about it?
And how do you find out what it is?
We love getting calls where we have to do a little bit of detective work. So we have all of these pictures that we can help, you know, send to people so that they can figure out what it is they have.
And how often do you get calls? How many calls do you get in, say, I don't know what a good measurement is for you, if it's a month or a year?
It totally varies. So sometimes we'll go for a few days without getting a call. Yesterday, I think we had 5 calls. So it's not like we get run over with hundreds of calls every day. But we would love to get more calls from people.
Now, I've got to say, I love this hotline. And being on radio, we don't often give numbers. We say you can find the number on our website. We certainly will put it on our website, but 1-888-I've-Got-One is one of those things that just sticks with you.
It does. It does. And we picked that because we hoped it would stick with people. It also represents their iPhone apps, Android app for I've Got One, where people can take a picture from their cell phone and upload information with the location information. There's also an I'vegotone.org website. People can also go look on there to see what's been reported in their area. You can look up maps of every different crazy-sounding species that I've mentioned. Where has there been a Burmese python near here ever?
Do you want to only hear about live species, or if you come across one, you know, the carcass of something, do you want to hear from us dead or alive?
Dead or alive. We'd love to hear about, we have a lot of reports of DOR, dead on road, and we'd love to hear about that because it gives us more information about where are these animals. And like I said, that helps us figure out where do we need to focus our efforts to try and deal with them.
We will have that number and a link to the website on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Jill Roberts.